friends, welcome to Time in the Studio, and I am your host, Sarah Marie Miller. We're going to be talking with artists and herbalists. I'm also going to be chatting with other creatives and plant people of various sorts, just discussing process, struggle, growth, and healing, self-care, and how people take care of themselves in order to do their creative work in the world and to help other people. And help themselves oftentimes. So a little bit about myself. I am an artist and an herbalist, and I just really wanted a podcast talking to both of those realms of people. So I love artist podcasts and I love herbal podcasts, and I was just like, why can't there be one that is both? So I decided I would start it because I was wanting it, so perhaps other people will want this too. So that is my hope. And I also just see a lot of overlap between people who are interested in visual art and are very sensitive to their environments and work with materials, and herbalists as well. There seems to be a connection between connecting to the world around us and having that kind of sensitivity and wanting to develop that relationship with plants and ourselves and just the different energies around us. So yeah, ta-da. I had a background in art mostly, but also healing arts throughout my life, as I have experienced the world. I've always been interested in energy, key work, and then also, yeah, the visual arts and making mud pies and paintings. So most of my current visual work right now involves pottery and making mugs and bowls and planters and watering cans. So kind of thinking about mindfulness in how we take liquids and food into our body, and also how we take care of the plants around us. And then I also just love doing watercolor paintings. I did my undergrad and my graduate degree in printmaking. I went to the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, which was so much fun, for my MFA, and did my undergrad in Portland, Oregon, at Portland State. And I'm going to be talking with some of my teachers and some of my friends and colleagues from those places and many other places around the world as well. So yeah, I had an interest in visual arts and also healing arts. So I have done a yoga teacher training and some different Reiki trainings. And then I also just completed a certificate program in Boulder, Colorado through the Colorado School of Clinical Herbalism. And that has been incredible, learning about nutrition and herbs and vitality and helping people to raise their own energy levels through, just really simple things like maybe drinking more water or a little cold rinse at the end of your shower or drinking, you know, some nettle tea can make a huge difference in how people feel. And also flower essences are another passion of mine. And just so magical what flower essences can do. So if you're curious what that is, it's basically just water that flowers sit in, and they share their vibration with the water. And then you take a couple drops of water throughout the day, and it's said to just kind of help shift your vibration and bring you into alignment with your true self and give you little reminders of other ways of being in the world. So really fun and powerful way to just, yeah, transform your internal world. They're so fun. Really nice to meditate with as well. So a little bit about the title of this podcast. I was trying to figure out what to call it, and my friend suggested the word time, and I realized that is brilliant for a couple of reasons. Time in the studio. So number one, I love a pun and a play on words. So that was compelling to me. And then I also just love time in the studio. And I know it's one of those things that many artists just crave, and, you know, it's kind of like what every artist pine for, is to have more time in the studio oftentimes. And then I also just feel like the plant itself is so magical and so helpful. So the rest of this little brief intro is just going to be talking a little bit about time. I want you to be able to connect with this ally. It is such a good friend and can do so many different things for us. So a couple things you can use time for. It's great for the skin. You could use it as a toner. It's also really nice for hair. It's said to help regrow hair, so you could use it as like a little hair rinse. Incredible for digestion. I think that's secretly why it's in many people's pantries and can just make a huge difference in how we digest our food. Just can help with the rumbly tummy or just help relax those smooth muscles. Also incredible for the respiratory tract. If there's any sort of respiratory infection, or if you just want to breathe a little bit deeper, a lot of aromatic plants just help us to breathe more deeply. So this is a herb in the mint family. So it has a lot of incredible aromatic essential oils in it. One of them being thymol, which is said to really help get rid of the quote-unquote bad guys and hence allows all the good things in your body to do better. So that's a major simplification, but just kind of, yeah, one way to state it. Thyme is also a great anti-inflammatory herb. Helps just slowly, gently reduce any excess inflammation in the body. It can help relieve any pain. So I love this herb when people are feeling sick and their muscles are just really achy. It's a mild anodyne, so just really sweet, gentle pain-relieving herb. Can help with sleep as well. So if you are having a night that you can't sleep very well, you can just make a little cup of thyme tea for yourself or for a babe. It's appropriate for children as well. Or on the flip side, it can also help just with attentiveness and being more aware of your current surroundings and just to feel more alive and awake and vital. Can also be said to help improve vision and our senses. One thing I noticed when I was studying this herb in school is the Latin term for thyme is thymus or thymus, and it's spelled in exactly the same way as the thymus gland. And through a little research, I came to realize that it does have an affinity for the thymus gland and for the endocrine system in general. So the thymus gland in our body helps to create killer T cells and basically acts as this mediator of like what belongs in the body and what doesn't belong in the body, and has a memory to help train those cells, okay, notice this, don't let this into the body again. So it's just a really beautiful boundary plant in helping to clarify yeses and nos at the cellular kind of bacterial level, but also in a energetic sense as well. I find this flower essence or this plant, however you take it, it really helps you to drop into the present moment and to be more aware of your surroundings and your senses. You smell a little bit more intensely and can see a little bit brighter, hear a little bit brighter. Like everything is just slightly more concentrated and more potent with this herb. It just helps you, yeah, to have a greater awareness of this moment right now in the present and just to breathe more deeply and to not worry about the past or the future, but just to be where you are, which is so powerful and can really transform our lives. A couple really fun, easy ways to work with this plant are to take it as a tea. You could just, you know, steep a teaspoon of thyme in some boiling water and let it steep for 10-20 minutes, strain it and drink it. You could also use it as a gargle for a sore throat. I had one of the first herbalists I ever saw, Amanda Jokerst. She runs a really beautiful company online called Forest and Meadow. She was one of the first herbalists I ever saw, and she suggested, I was supposed to have an appointment with her, and I was feeling really under the weather, and she said, well, just come anyway, and we'll make you a little tea or something. So she made a thyme gargle for me, and I just couldn't even spit it out. I was like, this is so delicious, and my body just was craving it. I was like, I need this right now. So I just drank it instead of using it as a gargle, but just as a word of warning, if you make a gargle, you may just want to drink it as a tea. And then if you were to steep that, you could also use that as a toner on the skin. It's said to help with acne or sagging skin. It's also said to help with hair growth, so you could just, you know, dump it over your head. That's a nice option. I love adding thyme to salad dressings, so you could just do like a little olive oil, some apple cider vinegar, and I made a really fun salad dressing the other day with avocados, strawberries, thyme, apple cider vinegar, olive oil, and salt and pepper. So that's a fun option too. You could also use it as a bug spray. So bugs don't like mosquitoes, and ticks do not like the smell of thyme. So you could just add a couple drops of essential oil to a little bottle of water and spray it on yourself or around you on your clothes, and it helps to keep the bugs away. You could also add a little clove or some lavender if you wanted to jazz up the smell a little bit. Those are also good anti-bug smells. One note I want to leave with you is that I don't like to use essential oils undiluted and neat, applied neatly to the skin. I like to dilute in a little carrier oil like apricot kernel oil or some water or witch hazel or some other sort of medium, just because otherwise some essential oils, if applied neat to the skin, really often can be a little hard on the liver, for the liver to process. And we want to, you know, be easy on our livers as much as possible. So that's those are a couple nice ways you can work with thyme. I would also like to put in a little disclaimer that I am not a doctor by any stretch of the imagination. I am an herbalist and a budding herbalist at that. So I definitely suggest, before making any changes to your regimen, that you talk to your doctor and see if herbs are right for you. Thyme as an herb is also said to be contraindicated in pregnancy in medicinal doses, as it can be a pelvic stimulant and a mild emmenagogue. So if you're pregnant, I do not suggest taking large doses of thyme. So I just wanted to put that out there so that you're aware. And I also wanted to put in a little connection between thymus, the gland, and thymus, the herb. And the root of that word evolves from the Greek, the word timos, which means the courage to be. And courage is not about having no fear, but about being in the present moment and moving through that fear and having bravery despite that. And so that's part of the excitement of interviewing many of the people in the future that I've planned for the podcast, that they are just shining their light so bright and being brave and being who they are despite obstacles. So yeah, I just wanted to put that out there as well, that connection with the plant and how it does allow us to be more present in the moment and to set our boundaries and to be more brave. So if you're wanting a little more bravery and courage in your daily life, I think a little thyme tea, if you're not pregnant and if your doctor approves, then it could be a really nice ally for you, the herb. And then if you are interested in working with me, I am an herbalist, nutritionist, flower essence practitioner, Reiki practitioner, and I love working with people either via the phone or in person if you're in Boulder, Colorado. And yeah, you can check out my website. It's Aidazea, AIDAZEA.com. And yeah, you can connect with me there. I would love to work with you. So yeah, it's one of my passions just to help people deepen their connection with plants and to come into a greater sense of vitality with themselves. So if you are interested in connecting more with this podcast and want updates and whatnot, I just started a Facebook group. I guess people are doing that now. I don't use Facebook very much, so we'll see what happens. But I started a Facebook group. It's just Time in the Studio, and it's a group. And you can find it. I invited my mom to join. Hi, Mom. I love you. And, and that is, you could post. I love hearing stories about interactions that people have with their plants or recipes, if you have any thyme recipes you want to share. Or if you're a plant person or an artist yourself and you are interested in being interviewed on the podcast, you can reach out to me there as well. So yeah, I just want to shine a light on the people in my world who are shining their light so brightly out into the world and doing such cool work. And I just, yeah, want to share all the magic gems that they share with me with the world. So that's kind of the intention of this podcast. And I thank you so much for listening. I am so excited to continue this journey, to meet with you each week and to share little stories and information about plants and the creative process and how we can heal ourselves and take care of ourselves and our planet a little bit better, because, you know, why not? Mother Gaia is so good to us. Let's be good to her. May our efforts benefit all beings. Love and light to you all. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm.